Greetings to all ambitious, innovative, independent business owners around the world, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in just a few short minutes at a time. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this call to your colleagues, team members, prospects, and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them achieve their goals. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, which is a continuation of our Need for Speed series. And this portion of part two is called Just Ask. Just ask. Think about how inquisitive children are. They ask questions about everything. They'll ask questions about why the sky is blue, why the sun is yellow, and why the grass is green. If you take them to the zoo, they're going to ask questions about every single animal they see. And why are they feeding this animal one food and giving another food to that? The beauty of being a child is that open component to asking questions. Well, something happens as we grow older. We stop asking questions as frequently as we begin to feel like asking questions is intrusive. Maybe some even consider it to be borderline rude. But it's just the opposite. We are just as responsive to questions now as we were when we get asked those questions by children. So the key is in business to master the art of asking questions. The late American author Thomas Berger once said, "The art and science of asking questions is the source of all knowledge." Another great author once said that our answers are slaves to questions, that it's hard to resist answering once you receive that question. Have you ever gone through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant and ordered your food only to be asked a question by the attendant, would you like fries with that, or can we upsize that for you? And most of the time the answer was yes. Well, think of it. All they did was exhibit the boldness and the discipline to ask the question. Well, we've got a three-step process for it being effective or becoming more effective in asking questions. And the first step is to keep it relevant. Remember, the lady at the drive-thru is not asking you about anything other than what you've ordered, and she's keeping it relevant, keeping it specific to what they do at their offices or their company. By the same token, you want to keep questions relevant. You've got a designated path that you're trying to take your customer down. You want them to think about certain things, and your questions jog their minds enough to make them think about those things. For example, when you're asking the question, you may say to them, listen, where are you looking to be in the next 2 years as it pertains to developing and starting a home-based business? And what type of commitment level are you able to give at this time? 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours? Well, when you ask those questions and people respond, it lays out the framework for your presentation. You may be able to say, well, John, remember when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that you want to retire faster, that you only have about 6 or 10 hours a week that you can commit. And because of the things that you're wanting to accomplish, this opportunity is going to be great because it accommodates your schedule and allows you to achieve your long-term goals. When you're asking those relevant questions, you can always come back and use the client's answers as a part of your presentation. Then they understand that the reason you're presenting certain information is simply a result of the questions that they answered. The second component is to keep it relational. And keeping it relational simply means that you're showing an interest in the client far beyond just finalizing a business transaction. Remember that old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Every now and then, make a habit of asking those relational questions. When you hear information that comes from your client, always give it back in the form of a question later on down the line. You may say, Thomas, I remember you said your son was now the starting quarterback. How's he doing so far this year? Or Jane, I remember you told me that you were going to see your daughter in the cross country meet. How did it go? Ask those relational questions, and it makes the customer understand that you are they mean more to you than just a number. It gives them the excitement to say, you know what, I'm actually building a relationship. Insurance agents are great at it because they'll send you information on your birthday. They continue to connect with you. And back in the older days when they actually had tons of insurance agents offices all across the country before it became automated, you saw that relational approach. Well, the final component is to keep it responsive. Do your best to ask open-ended questions as opposed to yes or no questions. When you ask open-ended questions, it jogs the mind of both the person asking the question as well as the one that's giving the responses. The beautiful part about the open-ended questions is you gain more information because it's our nature to talk more than we are normally expected to talk. So if we are asking open-ended question, we may go off on a tangent, and in that tangent we give valuable information that can be helpful in some other capacity, and responsive questions will lead to other questions. When you get the information, then you listen attentively, and another question is going to spawn from that. My friends and neighbors, we want to be excellent and fast at asking the questions of our clients and prospects. In order to do so, there are three things to keep in mind. Let's keep it relevant, we must keep it relational, and we must keep it responsive. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Visit SimplySuccess.com today and simplify your path to success. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.